This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 20th. God's word to you today is the objective. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 9 verse 1, and it says, "Go back to Pharaoh, the Lord commanded Moses. Tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so they can worship me." Pharaoh was buried, but God's people were planted. There is a huge difference between being buried and being planted. The difference is what is on the inside. When God plants his children, what is inside grows out and becomes a forest. When God buries the enemy, nothing comes up. I pray that you would be planted in Jesus' name. Farmers will confirm that everything that is planted has a gestation period. When you are planted, you need to stay planted. You repeatedly remove the seed from the soil after planting, and then replant, and then do it all over again. What you are doing is burying the seed and uprooting it. This is not how it should be. When a seed is planted, it stays in the ground. It is when the seed stays in the ground that it gets everything it needs until it sprouts. When it sprouts, it is able to be a blessing to humanity. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that God will take you out of Egypt and God will take Egypt out of you. I pray that you will submit to the dealings of the Holy Spirit and he will take you to your wealthy place. This is what the Lord, the God of God's favorite house, says. Let my people go so they can worship me. The purpose of God's mighty deliverance is so that you can worship him. I pray that every Pharaoh will lose his grip on you today so that you can go and worship God. Kobam Zasukwa made a profound statement while ministering in God's favorite house some time ago. He said, "If it is in your life and it does not give God praise, then it is absolutely worthless. It can be a degree, a spouse, children, a business, or possessions. If it is in your life and it does not give God praise, then it is absolutely worthless." The purpose of our existence is to give God praise and glory. We find that true freedom comes when we bow our knees to the one true and living God. During one of our special seasons, a lady came to church to see me, but I was locked in with God, so I could not see her. She came during the praise week, and the person she met encouraged her to join in the praise chain, and if she still needed to see me afterwards, then she could. She joined in, and the issue of blood that had flowed ceaselessly for 10 years stopped. No one laid hands on her, but after a while, she stopped coming to church. So we sent people to check on her, and it turned out that she had a new man in her life. The man liked to have his breakfast hot on Sunday mornings, and she could not afford to lose him, so she wanted to be left alone. That cannot be pleasing to God. Because the purpose of our existence, of his deliverance, is so that we can worship him. Let us pray. Jehovah, I lay my life down at your feet. May it bring you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.